From NPR Music, this is Festivo Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.
The holidays are filled with music everywhere you go, like in the shopping malls. And while I like this music, Jasmine, I just want to hear something different.
Felix, let's just have a party. Let's just dance and have fun and listen to good music. That's what the holidays are to me. We have a very special gift for you guys, our listeners. A concert with iconic, legendary bands Bajo Fondo, Molotov, and Café Tacuba.
Jasmine, I have a special gift for you.
Finally, a motorcycle.
Not quite. As a special guest, aww, Gustavo Santaolalla, an award-winning music producer who's not only a member of Bajo Fondo, but also a genuine legend in Latin music.
Coming up, it's Festivo Alt Latino from NPR Music.
You know, Jasmine, even now in my advanced age, when I think of Christmas, I always think of when I was a kid and we would go to my mom's side of the family and make tamales and then go there in the evening and have a party and then go to my dad's side of the family, which was much bigger, and have an even bigger party and even more tamales. And we would always play a bingo game with all these kiddie prizes and see all of my cousins and then have even more tamales.
It's a lot of tamales, Felix.
Okay, Jasmine, before we go to the special concert for our listeners, I do have one holiday song to play for you. It's a song about tamales by Café Tacuba, and it's called Tamales de Iguanita. That was Tamales de Iguanita from one of our featured bands today, Café Tacuba. From this crazy album called La Navidad es más divertida con Golden Nuts. Okay, Jasmine, obviously there were a lot of tamales involved in our Christmas in the Mexican-American community in California. But you're from Argentina, and it down there, that time of the year is very hot.
Yeah, I think when I think of Christmas back home in Buenos Aires, I just think of, you know, the hottest summers you can possibly imagine. I'm talking like the humidity level never goes below like 97%.
Oy.
It's just your hair would not stand a chance, Felix. but I think when my memories of Christmas, probably I very fondly remember my grandmother. She always used to love singing boleros, like romantic Latin American songs. And, you know, the drinks would flow and she would get the fire of bolero passion in her and really start belting them out. And then threaten my grandfather with divorce.
Well, apparently for both of us, the holiday centered around our grandmothers, because that's what happened on my side too.
What would the holidays be without abuelitas?
It's Festivo Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
Today we celebrate the holidays with a musical gift to our listeners.
We're going to be listening to an amazing concert, which we recorded live earlier this year at the annual South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. And it's featuring legendary bands Molotov, Café Tacuba, and Bajo Fondo.
And first up, a song from Bajo Fondo. This is Duro y Parejo. Thank you. That was Bajo Fondo featuring Gustavo Santaolalla. And Jasmine, I got a chance to talk to him for a little while to talk about this concert and about the holiday season.
Felix, I still can't believe you got a chance to talk to Gustavo Santaolalla. You know, Santaolalla is one of those musicians that I think a lot of people have heard without knowing that it's him. He's basically the architect of contemporary Latin alternative music and Latin music in general. The guy has produced some very groundbreaking, influential records from the early 90s. We're talking about Café Tacuba, and he even won 2 Academy Awards for film scores. One of them was the film score to Brokeback Mountain, and I bet that's where a lot of people know him from. And he's also won over a dozen Grammys, including a recent award.
Bajo Fondo was recognized this year with 2 Latin Grammys, Best Instrumental Album of the Year for Presente and Best Alternative Song, Pena en Mi Corazón. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. We're very, very excited. We're, you know, living a particular moment with the band because, you know, we've been 10 years now playing together. And this album really for us is our most personal album, the one that really we think captures the essence of Bajo Fondo. It's an album that we like to think about that, we worked on it for like 2 years and a half, but it really took us 10 years to make this album, developing this new language, this new modern Rio de la Plata music that combines everything from, you know, music that is indigenous to that part of the world, like tango, milonga, candombe, murga. But also, you know, as part of our identity, we have 40 years of rock nacional. And so there's a lot of rock there in Bajo Fondo too. And there's, you know, electronica and hip hop. So this album Presente for us kind of like encompasses everything that we've been working for the last 10 years. And, you know, to get that recognition, it's very rewarding.
Let's go ahead and hear 2 live versions of the album Presente. These are Código de Barra and Pide Piso. Thank you. That was Bajo Fondo performing live versions of Código de Barra and Pide Piso. Both songs are from the Latin Grammy award-winning album Presente. Now, Felix, when you spoke to Gustavo, did he tell you about making this album and how that process went? And what kind of responses did he get to it?
He told me that 2013 was a very big year for them, and he talked a little bit about what was involved in putting the album together and how it's a culmination of many, many years of working on the band and the band's sound.
It's been a tremendous year. We've been in the last 2 months, we've been in South Korea playing for our fourth time there, and we did three shows in Mexico, one in Mexico City and in Aguascalientes and in Valle de Bravo. All, you know, very, very successful shows. So this year also, I've been involved, you know, in a movie that is coming out before the end of the year that is called August, Osage County, based on a Pulitzer Prize winning play of the same name. I'm also, you know, saw the release of The Last of Us, the first video game that I scored, and we just been nominated for what it used to be the Spike Awards, and it's called the VGX Awards, which is one of the most prestigious award ceremony for video games. So the soundtrack has been nominated also. So it's been a great, great year.
With your busy schedule, I mean, how do you celebrate the holidays with your family and your friends? How do you carve time aside out for that?
Well, you know, it's my life is kind of chaotic, you know, but there's always sort of an order in that chaos, and I spend you know time doing everything. But part of my life, obviously, it is my family too. So I do find a time to do that. And this year I'm going to celebrate here in the States. For the last 7 years, we have spent the holidays in Argentina, in Mendoza, where we have with my family a vineyard there, and we do our own wine. But this year, because of work, because I'm doing a lot of stuff here and I need to finish some stuff, we're going to spend it here in the States. So that's a nice change for me from the last 7 years.
Gustavo, our next band is Molotov, and they've carved out a very secure spot for themselves in the history of Latin alternative. Now, you've worked with them for a long time as well, right?
I mean, I produced their first album, Donde Jugarán Las Niñas, which is still, I think, their most iconic album. And I also produced Dance and Dance Denso, that brought us Frijolero, and Here We Come, and songs like that. So, yes, I mean, you know, from Give Me the Power, you know, to many of those first songs, I was involved with them from the very, very beginning. I think their combination of really controversial lyrics with a lot of humor, but also, you know, some political bite, and the powerful music that they have and the sound that they have with those, you know, two basses and guitar and drums made the combination explosive.
Felix, I think what also made Molotov really explosive is the political context. You know, they came out, peaked in the 90s at a time of a lot of tension in Mexico with the PRI, the ruling party that ruled over Mexico for more than 70 years. At the same time, in addition to being a very political band, they're also a party band. And part of their whole revolution or revolt was being able to do party songs and to be pretty, how would you say it, potty-mouthed and have kind of a gross sense of humor.
And the music underneath of what they did was a combination of rap and rock and funk and Mexican music, which you can hear in these next two cuts. This is Dance and Dance Denso, and then their version of Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah. Damos el aplauso también de los monedazos, que luego recogemos del piso del escenario. Nos ponemos para las fotos y después nos grita armada y nos para las playeras.
Las firmamos donde sea.
El transporte que mandaron tiene dos llantas ponchadas. La corriente del lugar no estaba aterrizada. La aerolínea en que viajamos era de la Fuerza Armada y el hotel donde quedamos era de Carlos Amada.
Maquiadas con los mismos calcetines, casi todo un cacao, pedo crudo desvelado. De lo que escribió la prensa creo que nunca hemos hablado.
Amateur, 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 oh, 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 amateur. Amateur, 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 oh, 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 amateur.
Live version of Dance and Dance Denso and Rock Me Amadeus by Mexican band Molotov. Now, Felix, I don't know about you, but Christmas in my house, we didn't spend it listening to Molotov.
Neither did we. But you know, one of the things we do at Alt Latino is we explore this music that combines tradition with hip-hop and electronica, rock and rap. We tried, Jasmine, but it is challenging to find cool-sounding Latin alternative holiday music, if it even exists at all. In fact, even Gustavo Santaolalla told me that he has a hard time finding cool-sounding holiday music in Spanish.
Well, you know, I kind of, like, collect Christmas albums. So I love, you know, the Beach Boys Christmas album. That's one of my favorites. I like the Willie Nelson Christmas album. But, I mean, I'm not just leaning toward one song. I like, in general, in a Christmas songs. That's why, you know, I have so many records around that subject. I like the holiday. I think it's a great moment to get together with friends and family, and a moment to really give, you know, somebody special a special gift.
One of the reasons why we're doing this is because we couldn't really come up with a good collection of Christmas music from Latin America that sounded contemporary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll have to research, because to be honest, now that you mention, I mean, most of the music that I have is not from Latin America. It's almost more American. There is, I don't know if there is such a big tradition of making Christmas albums there, you know? But it's something to be investigated, you know?
Yeah, we can investigate it together, man.
Absolutely.
One of the other bands on that concert in Austin, Texas was Café Tacuba.
Yes.
Now, you have a long history with the band. Mm-hmm. I mean, you produced their first album in 1992. Let's go back to then. What did you hear in their music back then that led you to want to produce their album?
Well, I always felt that the creativity was explosive in the band, that they had, you know, tremendous ideas, concepts, ideas for sounds, for rhythms, for songs. I love the concept of identity that they have. I mean, I thought they were a truly Mexican and Latin American band. The combination at the time, you know, of the drum machine with the acoustic instruments. I just, overall, you know, I thought their aesthetics and their vision were amazing. Although it took me, you know, almost 2 years to get them signed, because at the time we didn't have Surco, we didn't have our label. So we actually shopped for a label for them. And you know, I have to say that there was a couple of major companies that passed on them that didn't want to sign them.
Wow. I'm sure they regret it now, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to introduce the band to our listeners for this next segment of live music?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you one of my favorite bands, not only from Mexico, not only from Latin America, but from the world. A band that stands, you know, first class alongside any of the big major groups from history. Ladies and gentlemen, Café Tacuba.
Bailando quiero. gusto, muchachos. Yo quedé solitario bailando, me quedé sin hablar. Mientras tú me fuiste demostrando que el amor es bailar. Yo quedé solitario bailando, me quedé sin hablar. Mientras tú me fuiste demostrando.
quieres estar lejos de mí. Y te pido que no regreses si no es para darme un poquito de amor. Te pido y te lo suplico por el cariño que un día nos unió.
dulce tentación de dejarlo todo. ¿Cuánto espacio más quiero ocupar?
Hasta los recuerdos ya no caben en este lugar.
¿Cuántas cosas me puedo llevar?
La última mudanza debe ser la más ligera.
Dulce tentación de dejarlo todo. Dulce tentación, regalarlo todo.
As always, Café Tacuba brings the house down.
Oh, that concert. You know, every time I see Café Tacuba, I just leave the concert feeling like I want to hug everyone in my way.
You know, Jasmine, you're right. Scientific studies show that when you hug people, you make them and you make yourself happy. And that's the kind of spirit and energy we need for the holiday season.
But we bring the love every single day of the year.
We want to remind you, you can listen to all this great music on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
You can contact us as well by Facebook or Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And don't forget to check out our 24/7 stream, Alt Latino Radio. You can find that at npr.org/music. I don't know about you, Jazz, but I'll still listen to the Charlie Brown Christmas album, one of my favorites. But I think I will start a new tradition of listening to some great Latin alternative music as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, even if my grandmother didn't bust out the Molotov records, I think I will.
A very special thanks to our guest, Gustavo Santo Olaya, as well as the members of the band Molotov, Café Tacuba, and Bajo Fondo. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. This has been Festivo Alt Latino. From NPR Music.
Feliz Navidad.
Y feliz año nuevo.